Hello, DTL World.
It is Coach Shaken Blade of the not so mighty Fremont Mighty Tarzans. And I'm here with Coach Iowa Banker of Mesa. How are we doing tonight?
Doing fine, Coach. At least right now, we're going to talk about the group my team's in. So I'm not sure how fine we'll be after we're done, but we'll give it.
Well, luckily we're gonna start with we'll start with Clemson here, but we'll just talk about the rankings in general here. We got Clemson on top, 3-0 plus 60. We got your group at 2-1 minus 13, Albany at 1-2 minus 12, and then Charleston at also at 1-2 minus 39. We'll t start with the leader of the group, the Clemson Wookiees, out of Conference 10. What do you kind of see about these guys?
Well, I see them in my nightmares. I'll start there. A couple of at least relatively competitive games. They defeated Charleston and pretty impressive against a good Hot Springs team. One kind of pulled away, and then they absolutely just took us out behind the woodshed and whipped us big time. So I was just one that just everything went right for those guys, nothing for us, and that's about all you can say about it. But they're 3-0. They're obviously at plus 60. They're in really good shape. You look at their schedule next week. They still have Albany in this group to play, and then Raleigh, Houston, a couple of solid teams in the, excuse me, outside of pool play. So a couple of challenges for them, but they're a team that's been impressive. They had a nice freshman class coming in, and Justin Gray seems like a centerpiece of that class. So really, really solid player. And then Eduardo Moore, their small forward, that's the guy that really gives me nightmares. He absolutely ate our lunch. So there's some nice pieces, that freshman and senior class both. This is a team that they kind of bounced back to the PTT the last couple of years, but I think based on that freshman class, combined with that senior group, they're going to be pretty salty this year, I think.
For sure. Yeah, that last year they lost Daniel Klein, who was kind of their main was their main scorer last year at power forward. Was putting up 21 points per game and was part of a 45-7 class. So to bring in the 26-3 is fantastic. Justin Gray is definitely legit. Not probably as good a scorer as Klein was. However, as a 6'9 center, he had 11.3 rebounds and 4 assists and 2.6 blocks. So I would say that's pretty legit. And it looks like, Eduardo Moore definitely took more of the mantle on this year. Definitely could handle it. Was at 15 points per game and now is up to 22. And same as Zachary Jackson went up from 16 points per game to 17. So filling right in that gap. Looks like Justin can at least be efficient. And well, everybody's efficient on this team right now. Yeah, this is a great squad. Always nice to have a good post presence in this game, and he definitely has it. So.
Absolutely. And McCrory too. I'll mention him at the post. He's just another walking double double kind of guy. So yeah, that got a nice looking squad in Clemson.
For sure. Well, and then we have the good old Mesa.
Well, I guess I'm probably the resident expert on this team since they're mine.
You might be.
Yeah, so we had that recruiting class that just every once in a while happens to everybody in this game, right? We had some winnable ties and some guys in the net I thought I was going to probably be able to sign, and I didn't get any of them. It was just one of those recruiting cycles that did not go my way. So I had a fourth team all league point guard last year that graduated along with a shooting guard. So I lost my back court, and I brought in absolutely nobody to help there. So had a freshman class of 251, 250 that were the net minus two. So not a good. That's First time it's since I've been back in the game, but you know, I played it before, and I know that once in a while, hey, that's just how she works. So found it. I've got some good other pieces in my upper class, but as we said, obviously Clemson pounded us really good. And then the other games, you know, we were able to get by Albany and then Yakima, a team that's ate my lunch more than once before. We were able to sneak by MC Pro J's team on Friday. So for a 2, but the problem is with that 35-point loss, for even a cheese cost, we've got to go 2-1 and we've got to blow some teams out. And I don't know if this is a blowout team. So we got Ann Arbor left. I don't like how that one fares. So then we've got to beat Sarasota and Charleston and blow them both out. And I just don't think we've got the firepower to do it.
Sarasota, they're an interesting team. They don't score a ton, but they got a lot of high-ranked classes for sure lying around. But then, yeah, Ann Arbor's a tough one. Tough one to hand back on. Be nice if you had a little bit of a break, but that's not how sometimes these schedulers work.
It's
Yeah.
not. Well, like I said, it's going to be kind of an up and down year for us, I think, not only in this tournament, but in Conference 28, with likes of Culver City and Huntington Beach and Lake Tahoe's kind of an up and coming program. So we'll see if we can figure out how to get into the NTT, but at this point, I'm not real optimistic.
Yeah, which is your 5 seasons here. You're number 7 over the last 5 year seasons. So
Yeah, like I said, we had some good fortune on the recruiting trail, but that's not a guarantee. And obviously, like I said, gonna be a little challenge this year. We all, again, Simpson, our small forward, is certainly our best
yes.
player, our best scorer, best player coming in from last year. And I like Prestige, our young center, and Elrod's kind of a do-it-all power forward. But again, I'm just not sure I've got the firepower, especially in the backcourt, to probably compete this year.
For sure. We'll see. Moving to the next group here, we got the Albuquerque Atomics, who utterly slaughtered me first game.
Albuquerque.
We'll tell you that.
I
They're
think
my nightmares. They beat me by 40. And
I think you mean Albany, coach.
oh, Albany.
Yeah.
Wait.
I'll save you from your nightmare here.
Oh, Albany, that makes a lot more sense. I
Yep.
pulled up the wrong team here. I was like, oh, I didn't know I was fighting on these guys.
Yeah, we'll keep your nightmare for another day. So
Perfect. I thank you for that.
hey, do what we can. Yeah, Albany. So again, that's a team 2-1 out of the gate. Again, we were able to get by them in the first game. They lost a close shootout to Charleston in the second game, and then came back in a non-pool game and got by Decatur. But again, boy, you talk about a tough schedule. You see what they've got coming up. You know, they still have Clemson on Friday to close pool play, but before that, Rockford and Huntington Beach. Good luck, Red Means Go. That's about as tough a week in this game as you'll see with that trio. So that's a tough week. You know, I think Albany, you know, they just drew the short straw with the schedule. But I mean, they're a team that's very routinely in the NTT. So I think, you know, they just need to probably get through this week, see if they can steal a game or two, and then get into their conference. And I think they'll probably be just fine.
This team is just interesting. They're putting up 80 points per game, 80 almost 82 points per game, but nobody scores over 13, 12.7 points right now. It is a full squad here, and I don't know if they've been just changing up lineups that much or what, but or they're just being the more less for everybody squad and just hoping for the best.
Yeah. If you look, you know, the guys on the bench are playing plenty, so it looks like it's kind of the strategy that, you know, the coach feels like he's got some depth. You know, if you flip over to the per 30 minutes, which I always like to do, you know, the best two game scorers are guys at least right now that are sitting on his bench, Thompson and Hicks. I didn't look to see if he's monkey to his lineup. But you know, even there on a per 30, 9 out of his 10 or 8 out of his 10 players are double digit scorers, and he got a 9.7 per game too. So looks like a team that likes balance, likes to get everybody involved, and it's one of those they play fast. So maybe he's trying to keep his guys fresh and give everybody some time on the court.
Yeah, it's just it's intriguing. Trying to fit, yeah. But definitely cool. I don't have much on him as I was looking at Albuquerque. So moving to the next people here, we got the Charleston 49ers, coached by Two Slick, 2-3-4. Initial thoughts?
Yeah, so Charleston. So that's the one team in the pool I've not played, so I've not had a chance to really look at them a whole heck of a lot. 1-2 out of the gate. So they gave Clemson a lot better game than we did, that's for sure. Won by 7. Had another close one with Albany, beat them in kind of a shootout, and then got drilled pretty good by Oakland, who, that's a really, really strong team, so no shame in that. And again, you kind of look at the upcoming week, and they've got a pretty solid schedule too. You've got Indianapolis, who's always a competitive team. Dearborn, who right now is number one in the country, and then my Mesa team, who's again decent but not outstanding. So Charleston, like I said, they've got a tough row to hoe in front of them too, it looks like. As far as their team, again, I haven't had a chance to scout them yet, but it looks just on the surface like they're letting Dye, their new shooting guard, their freshman, kind of be their primary offensive scorer. Roke, their small forward, kind of in a solid offensive player. Looks like that's where their points are coming from, the wing and the shooting guard spots.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Graduated two and filled them back in. They were a high-flying team last year. I'm not sure on that one. He was their leading scorer last year. Super efficient, 21 points per game. It's 60% true shot. And this year has not been efficient. Hanging at that 50% mark and 17 points per game. So, yeah, it makes you wonder what's off a little bit. I think maybe just had some really defensively strong people on in Roke, or just having a tough first three games here of his senior year, which isn't always the funnest to see when he's been kind of their heartbeat for three seasons. So hopefully he gets back on track. It's going to be tough, especially with Dearborn being number one here. But if they can get Roke back, I think they'll be at least competitive moving forward in the conference play. Pretty tough to do much at this point with that huge loss to Oakland. So,
yeah, I think as a group coach, I think, again, Albany and Charleston, both, as we mentioned, 1-2, they've got a win out this week. They've both got tough schedules. My Mesa team's got to at least win 2 out of 3 and kind of blow some people out. Again, I just don't see us being that kind of team this year. So I think Clemson very firmly in the driver's seat, and probably another one bid group would be my guess.
Yeah, I'm leaning that way too.
Yep.
Right now. So we'll see you in the court.
All right, sounds good.
Yep.